The following podcast is sponsored by Equifax.
I know a show with lovely piano. Ooh la la la. The Carolina Shout Podcast. When Ethan plays, we heap upon him praise. Ooh la la la. The Carolina Shout Podcast. What brings us bliss? Like a succulent French kiss. Ooh la la la. The Carolina Shout Podcast. Each episode, j'adore. C'est à la mode. The Carolina Shout Podcast. Merci beaucoup.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Carolina Shout Podcast. My name is Ethan Uslan. I'm your host. I'm your piano player. And that was our special guest straight from Paris, Michel Dubaguette, very popular crooner over there. And the song that we just performed for you was C'est Magnifique by Cole Porter. We changed the lyrics a little bit. And C'est Magnifique was from a smash hit musical called Can Can, which came out in 1953. Yes, 1953. I know what you're thinking. Whoa, 1953, that's a little modern, Ethan. Usually you play stuff from the 1890s through 1930s. 1953? Never thought I'd live to see the day. Are you getting modern on us? Are you going to start playing rock and roll? Are you going to give up the piano and start playing the guitar? Are you going to start sampling? No, people, calm down. I'm still old-timey through and through, and the only sampling I do is at Costco. But there is music from the 1950s, and maybe even beyond, that is in accordance with my old-timey tastes and values. Cole Porter's Can Can is a great example. Although Cole Porter was dominant in the 30s and 40s, he was still at the top of his game in 1953. And although I've never seen this particular musical, Can Can, I'm familiar with its music, and each and every song is pure 100% gold, in my opinion. So today I'm going to play a few tunes from Can Can, and I'll point out a few things that I deem to be worthy of being pointed out. So, let us commence. Before I play some more songs from Can Can, let me tell you a little bit about the show. Basically, it takes place in Paris in the 1890s, and there's a dance hall in Montmartre that puts on scandalous Can Can dances, and a puritanical judge tries to get the place shut down. Cole Porter was keen on this plot because he was a big Francophile, and also because it was about the conflict between artists and censors, and he'd been fighting that battle for much of his career. As for there being edgy material in Can Can, well, I haven't seen the show myself, but one critic from 1953 wrote that there are nearly nude girls and leopard skin boys pinching each other's bottoms. So that's one thing to consider. But another thing to consider is that Irving Berlin saw the same show and wrote the following letter to Cole Porter. Dear Cole, my daughter and I went to see Can Can last night, and along with a packed house of satisfied customers, we loved it. It's a swell show, and I still say, to paraphrase an old barroom ballad, anything I can do, you can do better. If Irving Berlin felt this way about the show, I'm game to see it, even if it's filled with leopard skin boys running amok. And now, to accompany that interesting image I may have put into your mind, I'd like to play the most famous and beloved song from Can Can, I Love Paris. Cole Porter had specific instructions from one of the producers, and it was to avoid writing any songs that mentioned Paris. Those kind of songs, the producer warned, were stale. And what did Cole Porter do? He wrote I Love Paris. You can't boss Cole Porter around like that. Here's I Love Paris. Thank you. So that was I Love Paris by Cole Porter. Aside from being a delightful song, there's something about it that I find interesting. I think that Mr. Porter, in order to make it sound more French, quoted a famous French song. The song is Mon Homme, or My Man, which had been famous since the 1920s. Here's a little snippet of Mon Homme that I think Cole Porter borrowed. Does that sound familiar to you? It might, because it sounds a lot like this part of I Love Paris. Okay, did you notice how both excerpts went do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do? Coincidence? I think not. I think that this was a very clever and tasteful application of musical borrowing on the part of Cole Porter. It's a nice little homage to Mon Homme, and people seeing the show in 1953 would have been reminded of that song, and it would have just felt more French to them. And so now I'd like to play Mon Homme in its entirety. That little snippet did not do it justice. Here it is, Mon Homme, or My Man, a very sad song about a woman whose man doesn't treat her right, yet she sticks with him anyway. Merci beaucoup. That was My Man, Mon Homme, a French song from 1916 that soon caught on in the English-speaking world and was recorded by Fanny Brice, Billie Holiday, Peggy Lee, and eventually Barbara Streisand, who still hasn't responded to my request to be on this podcast. But let's give her a break. She's busy, and I hear she has stage fright issues. I know a lot about Barbara Streisand, but there's one thing I don't know about her, and that's her social security number, because Equifax keeps it under lock and key.
I'm just wild about Equifax, Equifax. I can't live without that Equifax, Equifax. I'm so glad my financial info is stored within this credit bureau. I can't live without Equifax, Equifax. Experian and TransUnion, they won't do. Ugh. They never sleep, they never slumber. They're trusted stewards of my social security number. Equifax. Equifax, 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 I love you.
Sign up now for the Equifax Complete Advantage Plan. For $17.95 a month, you can get credit monitoring and identity theft protection. What's that? But you didn't give them your social security number? They have it anyway. Would be a shame if something happened to it, wouldn't it? Okay, thank you, valiant data protectors of Equifax. Now back to the Can-Can stuff. When Cole Porter was composing the score for Can-Can, he had some personal problems. First of all, he'd been living with severe chronic pain ever since his legs were crushed in a 1937 horse riding accident. Being the humorous guy that he was, he gave his legs nicknames, Geraldine and Josephine. Josephine was the left leg, and Geraldine, the right leg, he called her a hellion, a bitch, and a psychopath. In addition to dealing with Josephine and Geraldine's unsparing cruelties, Cole Porter lost his mother, with whom he had been very close. She suffered a sudden cerebral hemorrhage, and he hightailed it to Indiana to be with her for her final moments. While she was lying unconscious on her deathbed, Porter sat out on the veranda of the family home, and he wrote a song. During such a difficult time, it would be natural to assume that he wrote some kind of elegy, something plaintive, poignant, perhaps philosophical. But he wrote this.
There is no trick to a can-can. It is so simple to do. When you once kick to a can-can, will be so easy for you. If a lady in Iran can, if a shady African can, if a maid in Japan with a fan can, baby, you can too. If an English Dapper Dan can, if an Irish Callahan can, if an Afghan in Afghanistan can, baby, you can too. If in Deauville every swell can, it is so simple to do. If Debussy and Ravel can, 'twill be so easy for you. If the Louvre custodian can, if the Guard Republican can, if Van Gogh and Matisse and Cezanne can, baby, you can too. If a chief in the Sudan can, if the hefty Aga Khan can, if the camels in his caravan can, baby, you can too. Takes no art to do a can-can. It is so simple to do. When you start to do a can-can, 'twill be so easy for you. If a slow Mohammedan can, if a kilted Scottish clan can, if in Wagner a Valkyrie Anne can, baby, you can too. If a lass in Michigan can, if an ass in Astrakhan can, if a bass in the Saskatchewan can, baby, you can too. If the waltz king, Johann Strauss, can, it is so simple to do. If his gals in Fleeter Mouse can, 'twill be so easy for you. If the ballet in Milan can, Lucian Guitry and Rejane can, Sarah Bernhardt upon a divan can, maybe you can too. If a holy Hindu man can, if a gangly Anglican can, if in Lesbos a pure lesbian can, maybe you can too. If an ape gargantuan can, it is so simple to do. If a clumsy pelican can, 'twill be so easy for you. If a dachshund in Berlin can, if a tomcat in Pekin can, if a crowded sardine in a tin can, maybe you can too. If a rhino with a crash can, if a hippo with a splash can, if an elm and an oak and an ash can, maybe you can too.
All right, so that was Can Can from the musical Can Can, lyrics and music by Cole Porter. He wrote that while tending to his dying mother. We all grieve in different ways, do not judge. And if you were wondering, there were a few obscure references in that song. There's a few rhymes about Lucian Guitry and Rejane. I looked them up. They were famous French stage actors of the late 1800s, early 1900s. So now that you know that, why don't I sing the whole song again so you can better appreciate it? Ready? Just kidding. But I do have another silly song for you. Since we're on the topic of the Can-Can, I thought I'd play the original Can-Can by Jacques Offenbach. And I added some lyrics to it about Ken-Ken, which is a kind of number puzzle similar to Sudoku. A few episodes ago, I played a bunch of songs about puzzles. And I was going to use this Ken Ken Can Can song, but I cut it at the last minute because I didn't want the episode to run too long. But we have enough time this episode, so I now present you, without further ado, the Ken Ken Can Can, music by Jacques Offenbach, lyrics by Ethan Uslin.
If you're ever feeling blue, let me tell you what to do. Open up to page 9A of Sunday's USA Today. You will find some puzzles there. You'll need to fill in every square. If you're a procrastinator, just wait a bit and do it later.
Do some Ken-Ken, how it never disappoints. Do some Ken-Ken, you'll go up 10 IQ points. Do some Ken-Ken, it does wonders for your brain. Do some Ken-Ken,
more addictive than cocaine. Your brain, cocaine, cocaine, your brain. Go train your brain with Ken-Ken. Go and do some Ken-Ken, like my son named Ben Ken. Even though he's 10, oh wait, he turned 11. Hey, you ought to do some Ken-Ken, doesn't matter where or when. Grab yourself a pen, you'll find your zen.
Ken Ken, you'll have fun, I betcha. It will fight dementia. Go ahead, I'll let you fetch a monster book of Ken Ken. It is not a joke, you are the type of bloke who also likes Sudoku.
Ken Ken, edited by Will Shorts. Buy them at the airports, filed under sports, because it's brain gymnastics, Ken Ken. You will squirm and fidget till you find the digit and fit it in the grid like Micah did. Woo!
So that was the Ken Ken, a collaboration between Jacques Offenbach and myself. We work very well together, don't we? It helps that he's dead, so I don't have to hear what he thinks. But I do care about what you think. Really, I do. So shoot me an email, a tweet, a Facebook message, a postcard, whatever you want. And would it kill you to share this podcast with your friends? Or write a review on iTunes? Would it kill you? Would logging onto iTunes be so painful? Has anyone ever died because they logged onto iTunes and left a review? Would it trigger a series of life-ending convulsions? I don't think so. But you can look it up on WebMD while we roll the credits. The Carolina Shout podcast is produced in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the home of Ethan and Kate Euslin. Ethan is the pianist and raconteur. Kate Euslin is the recording engineer. Thanks to Michel Dubaguette for crooning C'est Magnifique. It's clear why the French are crazy about him. It's just Michel Dubaguette mania over there. Thanks to our sponsor, Equifax, for collecting our financial records, whether we want them to or not, and then encouraging us to pay them $19.95 a month to supposedly keep those financial records secure. That's a great idea, and I wish I had thought of it. But maybe it's not too late for me to get in the game. So if you're still listening, send me your financial records with a check of just $12.99. I'll keep your info safe and secure. I'll keep it in my cupboard right next to the tin of canned pineapple that has been in the same spot for 9 years, right next to the canned peaches. Nobody's gonna look there, I promise. Okay, thanks for tuning in, and be sure to listen to the next episode. We're gonna have some very special guests. That's right, I tracked down those leopard skin boys. They're actually leopard skin men now, and we're gonna hear their side of the story.